And he says, Ziggler, should you shoot it down? There's no question. Jack is my first. I know that he was one of those shooters. So keep him from running off on tangents. He knows better than I. Well, he must realize the crap he's more friendly is now, isn't he?
I don't know. I don't know whether he's capable of
it. Yeah.
No matter how many times he gets screwed by those people of turning him off and throwing and recognizing that he's nowhere. Because each time they come back, it's just like the art professors, like, you know, his colleagues that always keep coming. When things go one way, they always bounce out. And so we move along, and here he says, see, they've changed their mind. So I'm pleased with that. It's hard, everybody wants to be an enemy, especially if you're fond of one another. Well, I tell you, there's one thing I have great respect for, too. Oh, she should be Bob Rogers.
I just think it's unadvertised more.
Congress is cutting it, pays that much more attention to the bastards.
Right now, it's, we're all interested in all that congressional stuff. I don't think much of anybody else.
People, it's got to play, we all know that, but my point is, so the Congress is that, but the election's over now. We were just for an election, we think we'd be doing it, I think we just.
Yeah.
I think, well, if you, I think we've got to be more positive about it, I think, in the Congress. I mean, everybody got early, and Schultz and everybody, you know, they did mine this morning, I don't even, I'm not complaining about that. I have very great doubts about the tenants of mine, though, just deal with it. Right now, boy, we just cannot be dying. But it's one, I think, should have thought through this a little bit better. I know we had no clear candidates.
That would be cool.
Well, couldn't do that, so I'm gonna be a candidate.
No, we couldn't have done that.
It's great risk.
But in that, for that, it would have been an intriguing thing to do, because in some ways he would have been a hell of a guy for that.
Yes, sir. He knows our hand.
And I think he would have wanted to take it.
I'm glad I mentioned this to Ron. Picture, you know, we go overboard for these assholes in here to take pictures and all that, you only use one.
Well, if you get a congressional, you did a photo opportunity to start a breakfast in here, and I want to say, that's not false.
I shouldn't have to do that, but Rod made a shoe in there, and they were in there, you know, we wanted to get this started earlier, you were in there 3 or 4 minutes. Maybe I said, you know, kept running around, she said, that's all, let's start. I told Rob a number of times, the target is always what I say, sure. So it's to get somebody picking the snow,
stay as long as they can, and hope that they'll get the classic picture. That's not to your interest.
Small thing, but they were typical of people who zig around and get the point of it. You know, that medal ceremony, hey, the fumble or drop the medal and so forth. Of course, as you know, that's what happened at all.
It's the trope in it on there.
Well, the goddamn pins this new aid and had the wrong kind of pins on it. So I pinned it on and broke back. I just fell to the floor. Everybody stepped back, fell off. So I picked it up, turned it around, started looking at the pins in. In other words, it was the pins, the metal just fell off because the pin mechanism was out of my aid. It's just one of those things. They had been, they just weren't strong enough to dig in. And they bent it back and fell off. Now you can do your best to try to get the whole staff to, you know, shape up. We certainly aren't doing the right thing if John, Henry, Bob do not take more of a responsibility for the PR side themselves. They say, they can't expect me on every goddamn issue to say,
law about things, policies, and then not fight them. And, you know what I mean? And say, well, let's work out those laws. But, I mean, it's, we're,
no, that's absolutely right.
I just don't know who the hell we got around here to do it, because I can't do it. You'll have to take responsibility for not treating them in the ass. And then for killing them in the ass, too. It's their job to sell the programs. And their job is to fight back.
Yeah, but you can't just turn and say, let the press guy do it. That's the thing.
I know.
Our people are so obsessed with subjects.
And Henry III is getting enough. He's really analyzing the problem. Really interesting. PR is the only one that happens to look back. Something he personally is involved in. Do you have a second? Only if it's personally involved in a personal way or something to do with responsibility. Otherwise, it's a pretty good one. Yeah.
see it.
Who is it?
I don't know. Malinger. Yes, I wanted to know that I have, and I think it's being considered, but I did not, to say the president is not seeing people on with regard to appointments until the sitting turned out. But I know what he wants. It's brought his attention. He's a minor pitcher. I think I don't get him in here with me. Wants to be a judge, wants to be head of the IRS.
After a brief visit that we did today.
You will follow up and see that somebody lets Miller know that I got the message. I have it. We're a staff people to look into the situation when they come. But I can't put it now. Commonly, if you would say that, I'd like to see back in the operation. Ranger sometime that week. Because Connolly has got to make up his mind. He's very proud. You continue to be nice to him.
Well, there's some stuff out now. There's a Novak comment today or something with Andy Katie's starting to put some stuff out that he's going to ship. He's laying the base. What's wrong with the Democratic Party? The Texas Republicans would welcome him as a Republican, which was the one that had their arms around to say that. Well, I know what she was going to say. Now, she made it. Some of this too. Tell the precise truth.
No, he is not.
And then he told me he had to talk to Rustin too, and then he remembered he did talk to him by telephone.
Yeah.
And so that's explained raises holy alcohol toxin because they hate Percy down there. They really do.
I know.
They don't want Percy to be present.
Well, and they know Percy can't be well with him. And they always been out of them to a guy like, you know, a straight arrow, Saint Divine, or Barbara Tunnel,
or even a John
Cowart, especially a John Cowart.
He had a straight arrow, but he's solid on substance.
100% polygraph.
And to a guy like that, I can understand that completely. It would piss the hell out of me if in that position to let that son of a bitch come wandering around and suck it in here. And I put lunch in with Fulbright. Sure, that was set for a long time, but it was really lunch in with Fanfare, the Sans Souci, the social reporters, and all that sort of stuff. You know, and that doesn't help the relations any. I didn't hear about what he needs with Grand Tower, or the reason why he hired him here, what he needs with Fulbright.
He's going out with Fulbright. He did deliver the appeal to his liberal constituency, you know, sir. Very real estate. The hell of a state exempt Rogers is letting me go right this time. Rogers is a picture of that.
Rogers has it on absolute authority. He says that Henry had breakfast with Preston somewhere. He says it isn't true. He just talked to him on the phone.
Where?
In Paris?
Yeah.
What, Paris?
Yeah.
Or Paris or somewhere in the.
But not recently.
No. I don't think he has any reason. That's so silly, though.
Why didn't Henry tell us?
He's embarrassed about it. It's a compulsory thing to lie about. But it's like the guy that eats candy or drinks too much or something, hides the bottle because he doesn't want you to see it. He's an alcoholic for that kind of stuff. He has a habit of craving. Just as bad as the alcoholics or the compulsive eaters or the sex maniacs or anyone else's.
Yeah.
And he's embarrassed about it. I think he knows he's wrong in doing it. He tries to pretend he doesn't do it while he goes right ahead doing it. Like a little child. Dealing with him is like just exactly like dealing with a 7-year-old.
Yep. Well, you take a hard look, if you will, at the Colson Ziegler him and capability loss. Just gotta remember, I just can't take the whole load in here on that. Or there's plenty of other, very much the load is apparently due to their interview on. I got to assume that somebody in the shop is going to, you know, grab these things from a PR standpoint and handle it too. Colson has his faults and everyone, but he does do it. He takes initiative. He's not over to see him to see if he might do anything about it. Now, who's going to be doing it with him gone? That's what I wonder.
Well, I'm taking initiative on that kind of thing. Of course, it does do it.
Any kind of fight. You got to fight.
Any of those things. I think I've got to. And I think we've got to do it in our daily meeting in the morning. With Ron, too, because Ron also is good at the raising worthy initiative.
Well, let me say, I think with your daily meeting, you ought to have attendance there too.
We are.
Okay,
we are.
But you better that, and I just tonight, shuck off other things. But early. What's your analysis of the congressional Democrats leading on the Democrats? They're
I think the Republicans and the leadership, the senior leadership, say it, are the same. It's just what it's always been. Well, I don't think we failed, or you failed, or anybody here has failed. I don't think it's possible to deal with those people on any better basis than we are dealing with. I do think we can do a much better job of dealing with the non-leaders in Congress, on both Democratic and Republican side, and that's what we've got to work out the ways and means of doing, even if it means taking a whole separate congressional liaison group in the Dems. Another group that's the presidential boosters group or something that works there. And that Dole, now that we finally got his ass kicked out, is doing a hell of a good job. He went on the Today Show or CBS News or one of those things and banged this thing around damn well yesterday. And you say nobody on the Hill is doing anything. Dole did it. Got on national television doing it. And Dole, I have a feeling that we are gaining. We're not losing a daughter, we're gaining a son on this thing. And in the sense that getting Dole out of the committee may gain us a value on us. In fact, we 50% or 80% loss while he was at the committee. In that, once he gets back as a freewheeling senator, again, we can work with him on a different kind of basis, and I think we'll find he's a hell of an asset.
Bigger name now to
governor as former national chairman.
That's right.
That's a national promise that he didn't have before. And he's up for election, so he's got the thirst for notoriety I don't think with Scott,
you wonder where we all move
forward on loyal, but he's so damn square pedestrian that I don't think there's a hell of a lot more to be done than he is. And to deal with, you get all those old guys that Cotton.
Rob Cotton fell asleep again somewhere.
Well, some of the Shadow poor guys. Carrusca. And that bunch, you're just not going to get much out of, I think, with Brock, if we get Brown. That'll help some. Devine, Connell, some of those people will help some. But it's, I don't. Of course, the other side is what the presidential contenders decided. The problem you got on the Hill is you don't have anybody with any motivation. The opposition does. You got Fulbright with his continuing motivation for just basic evil. And you got Kennedy with his motivation for personal power. Simonton, a few of our Simonton's great response to seeing that. Nelson played his own game, Albert and Bob O'Connor. But you got Abair who stands up, backs the way out. Stands to will once in a while. Bird, I guess, is playing his own game.
Their act, somebody,
yeah. What his thing is. I guess you probably had people you got.
Like to be able to work with.
Yeah, he had to do better with it. But he hasn't been too good either. He hasn't been anything.
I think they really feel the war. I think they got to get away. That's why the opposite are going to hold their boy in the war. If it ends, they should last a week longer.
And we forced the president to do it. They're trying to say they forced you to stop the bombing, too.
Are they? that the bombing, you didn't stop the bombing because you got a peace deal, you stopped the bombing because of public pressure and, you know, all that sort of stuff, that you had, you hinted at. Quite, I mean, that's a line that some of them are trying to build, I don't think they're getting anywhere with it.
No, because I know that it's safe.
It's not playing, and not playing except as a, you know,
problem.
That kind of, well, but even the columns don't accept it, they only report it and then shoot it down, basically. But, and that's a pretty hard one to predict.
But on the other hand, they will not get away with this, I think. If we are fortunate enough to get a settlement. Because theirs is, it can be clearly pointed out, is about opposition. We may have to come to us, okay? But when you say, we'll get out, give us our prisoners, we'll stop all military action. And the hell would be not put in, what hell is that for fucking? It leaves us the war as it is.
It is, except that every month that goes by before you do it, you have theoretically a police
organization.
Yeah, build a sophomore song. That's the rationale you can use, that you couldn't do that a year ago, or you can do it even 6 months ago, or you can do it today or tomorrow or next month. And that, there's something to that. Plus, you've got the position two takes where you won't let you do anything, and maybe you won't let you do anything else.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see about that.
So that, if that's the case, then.
Well, I didn't deal with the Congress, so the thing I told you the other day is the Congress governors, whoever it is, we've got to change our tune a little bit. Get out of this, get away from this, stop it. You know, Jesus, what can we do to get well with the Congress? Let it be a little bit more the other way around. Agree? You really don't have a heart-to-heart talk with the boys on that score, so that they, Ehrlichman's got to understand, it shows all your advisors, particularly, you know, assistance, so that we don't get the impression.
Sure. Through the line. Yeah, that's right.